In the name of Jesus, amen. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours and you are Christ's and Christ is God's. I don't know if you noticed it this evening or not, but by the time I got in line, all the big pieces of dessert were gone. And I noticed that I looked at my wife's soup bowl and I looked at my soup bowl. She got a bigger scoop of soup than I did. I talked to a pastor this past week. They had over 100 people at their Lenten service. And they serve barbecue and ribs. The deadly sin tonight is envy. And that's not true about the barbecue and ribs. Yes. And I'm very thankful for the soup and desserts we had this evening. And I wasn't looking at what my wife received as compared to what I got. We get envious about all kinds of things. Envy is pervasive in our lives. We're always comparing. We want to make sure that they don't get more than we get, or we get more than they get. Envy is all over in Scripture. Cain is envious of his brother Abel and ends up murdering him. Jacob and his mother connive to get Esau's birthright because of envy and greed. Joseph's brothers sell him into slavery because he was his father's favorite. There's an old story. If you want to really goof up your family, just show favoritism over one child over another. You can cause damnation that will damage the last generation. King Saul is envious over the attention that David gets. In the New Testament, we have the disciples jockeying for position about who's going to be the greatest. And even the Corinthians were talking about who was their favorite preacher. One said, I follow Apollos. One said, I follow Paul. One said, I follow Peter. All about envy. Envy feeds on our insecurity. Envious person focuses on the other person's deficiencies and concludes that other person is cold-hearted, arrogant, flawed in character. The envious person is blind to the fact that the problem is not the other person, but how we think about that other person. The problem with envy is it's never me, it's always you. And when envy festers, it erodes and damages relationships. When we envy, we obsess over somebody else's supposedly unfair advantage, and we become spiteful. Our hearts become malicious. We want to cut them down to size, and so we gossip, we slander, we whisper, we revel in their flaws, and we can't wait for them to fail. How it makes us happy when people we don't like fall on their face. So in the midst of this, what direction do we find in God's Word? Well, here are some words of Solomon. Do not envy a man of violence. Do not choose any of his ways. A tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. And Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes, then I saw that all toil and all skill and work come from a man's envy of his neighbor. This also is vanity and a striving after wind. So how do we deal with that green-eyed monster of envy? By the way, that phrase, envy being a green-eyed monster, comes from Shakespeare. That's the origin of that phrase. James chapter 3 has some good direction for us. It goes like this. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere, and a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. 3 points for you. First of all, examine yourself. If you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. In other words, if you're envious, admit it. You won't be able to choke that green-eyed monster of envy unless you first admit that that monster has gotten a hold of you. Think of the people that you privately criticize, mock, slander, resent, or are malicious towards. There's probably some envy going on there that needs to be dealt with. Secondly, confess and repent of that. James points out that it's possible to boast about the envy in our hearts. We do this when we shrug off our attitude as being justifiable. After all, you know, we really are better than they are. They don't deserve what they got, and I deserve something better. And we end up trying to justify our envy. To repent means to have a change of mind and to amend one's attitude and to seek forgiveness in Christ. And that brings us to the third point. Your security is to be found in Jesus. Envy comes when we are comparing ourselves with others. Everything that you need is given you in Christ. Everything. And yes, there are those who have more than you do. And there will always be people who have more than you. There are people who have less as well. There are people who might have their lives together more than you do. And there's people who don't have their lives together as well as you do. But when you're always looking and comparing, if you're looking for your value in that measurement, the green-eyed monster of envy will take root in your heart. What gives you value is Jesus. The one who shed his blood for you on Calvary. The one who loved you so much that he didn't turn away from the cross but turn toward it. All things are yours in Jesus. All are yours, and you are Christ and Christ is God's. And then what can help us is to pray and ask God to bless those we are envious of. That gives us something to pray about. Hear these words from Paul's letter to the Philippians as a close to our sermon this evening. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In his name, amen.